speaking with Jeanette Neal, 2020 Mercer County High School Hall of Fame inductee, longtime teacher and coach in the former Westmer School District. Can you speak a little bit to the ingredients of your program at Westmer? You know, this is a program, volleyball program, that the LTC, they knew that this was a team to reckon with when the Warriors took the court and Coach Neal was on the sideline. What were some of the key ingredients for you?
Well, it didn't turn out. We didn't have as many wins as what I would have liked, but I think there's more to interscholastic athletic competitions than just wins and losses. It's what you teach the kid about. The kids about, you know, how to lose, how to win, how to be good players, how to be good teammates, how to be good people. And I think that's the most important thing. That's what I try to instill in my athletes.
And I know we were talking about this a little bit off the air, Coach Neal, that, you know, the good ones that are involved in this profession, the thing they always get right to me is the kids are smart enough to realize when the coach cares. You know, sometimes it's tough for people to figure that out. And then strategy comes next, right? But sometimes some coaches get that, you know, the wrong way, where they worry about strategy first, and then they don't get the other thing figured out. Well, do the kids understand that I care about them? And like I said, kids are smart enough to realize if you care about them, and if you care about them and they understand that, the other stuff's probably going to take care of itself. And I think you were one of the coaches that did it the right way in regards to that.
I certainly hope so. That was my complete intentions. You know, they might have thought I was hard on them at that time, and at times I was hard on them, but only to get the best out of them that they could possibly be.
Well, speak to small school culture, you know, and interscholastic athletics, and why that is so important, and why it works so well at the small school level. Can you just speak to your pride for where you coached at and where you taught at?
Well, I did graduate from Westmore. Matter of fact, I graduated in the late 60s. And, you know, I wish I had the opportunity that some of these kids did. And when I came back to teach there and I got married and my husband was farming, and, that's where I was going to be. So I wanted to instill the love of sports to the kids that I had. And I was lucky enough to be on the beginning realm of Title IX and give the kids an opportunity, the opportunities that I didn't have. And I just wanted to let them enjoy the sport itself, enjoy the people, enjoy the cooperation, and enjoy the teammates, and just enjoy life altogether.
Well, that's great. And, you know, the fellow inductees class in 2020, I know Jill Dennison Henry, you had a chance to coach her, and then I was talking to Josh Fordyce before I spoke to you, and I asked him about the inductees, and I remember he said to me, he said, man, he's like, Coach Neal, you know, I know she was coached volleyball and dealt with the female student athletes, but I had her in PE, and that lady didn't mess around, and I had an ultimate amount of respect for her. So I guess when you hear something like that, I mean, that's a tremendous pat on the back from a kid that went to high school there. He's being inducted with you this weekend. I think that's kind of a neat story.
It just makes me so proud. You know, when you're a small school, you get to interact with all the kids, not just your athletes or not just your students. And, coaches help coaches in a small school. You know, I kept stats for Stockton in football for probably the whole time he was coaching varsity football. And you know, you get to be with kids in other programs, and they get to know you, and it's just, you get to work with a lot of different people and a lot of different kids' attitudes and help them make the tough decisions in life.
Yeah, so you see a kid like that that's now has a successful career in law enforcement. And then, I shouldn't say a kid, you know, they're adults now, and then you see a person
like, kids to me.
Yeah, I get that, yeah. And then, you know, Jill Dennison Henry, who's a successful business owner in the Mercer County area, who you coached as well. That you know, so what about that?
You just want to swell with pride when you see these kids be successful in life, because it was more than athletics. They learned life lessons while they were playing interscholastic athletics, and you know, that's the most important thing, to learn the life lessons on how to go on in the world.
All right, and I can't remember, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but were you a committee of 10 member prior to the consolidation? Weren't you on that committee?
I was also a committee of 10 member, yes.
Yes.
Definitely for the consolidation, because I only saw it as being able to offer more opportunities to both kids from West Rand and Aledo, and I'm so glad it passed.
Yeah, so that's another neat part of this story, because we traditions are important. I think the Aledo and Westmer School District traditions are important, but there comes a time when, you know, the demographics are what they are, declining enrollment, declining tax base, declining population is what it is. And then to serve on that committee and say, hey, this is the direction we need to go. So can you just elaborate a little bit on that? You know, those weren't easy decisions when you talk about, man, we've had these two districts in you know, the two positive experiences, and now we have to realize that we have to make one out of two. You know, those aren't easy decisions, I know, either. And it's not easy to say, hey, Neil's going to be one of these people that's going to serve on this committee. I mean, that wasn't an easy position either. So what was your approach to all that?
It wasn't an easy choice because I knew there was going to be a lot of oppositions. But you have to think bigger than Aledo Green Dragons or Western Warriors. You have to think what's best for the kids. And to be able to offer them a lot more opportunities, it made sense, you know. And I know there were some people against it, and there still may be some people against it. But I think people, if they look at it now, they can see how much more the kids are gaining from this consolidation. And I was proud to be asked to be on this committee, and we worked very hard for it. And the 10 people that were on that committee, we were all for it, and we just got the job done.
Well, great. And I tell you, as we wrap up, I was telling Coach Neil this off the air. I I've been at it for a long time, but I was a young, dumb rookie when I first came to, and some people say, well, you still are, Taylor. But when I came to this radio station in 1990, I don't know if Coach Neal was the very first interview I ever did, but I know was one of the few first, one of the first couple I did. And I always appreciated your relationship with the radio station. And I always knew you were a good person back then and were in it for the right reasons. So I do want to thank you for your longtime relationship with the WMJ, and I really enjoyed working with you back in those days, and that's how I wrap up our conversation. And like I said,
I want to thank you too, Jim, because I don't think you guys understand how much you did for interscholastic athletics in the small school area. So it was a pleasure working with you, and I loved having the exposure that the radio station was able to give to the kids.
All right, Jeanette Neal, man, worthy of the induction into the 2020 Mercer County High School Hall of Fame. Going to be a fun weekend and a very deserving class. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.